We got a new report as we see desperate Democrats plan their next impeachment of President Trump, and it's coming sooner than you think.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo Friday, April 24th, 2026. We made it here, folks. It's Friday. Hopefully you're starting to unwind a little bit. Have a good weekend. Jacket came off. Well, decided, you know, I'm going to do a little polo for you today.
Well, I mean, it's nice outside.
I also had like a school assembly I had to get to. But, you know, I'm here. It's not a ton of news going on, everybody. But there is one piece of information I think you're going to find pretty interesting. Big report that came out from Axios. It's not necessarily the most shocking, except for the fact that we can now see that the wheels are already turning, the plans are already in motion, and that is for something we told you likely would come depending on how the midterms go, and that is the push for another impeachment of President Trump, day one.
That's what
they say, and that's what this report is leading us on to believe.
That's right. So this is a group of House Democrats that have started to coalesce together, and they're putting forward not only just a plan to present an impeachment day one, but they're trying to build a case and create the conditions. They're also talking about potentially holding shadow hearings so they can do all this impeachment work before
shadow hearings,
they even have the majority.
Meaning hearings that will go on, preliminary hearings, but they won't be maybe informal.
Right. So whereas you saw the impeachment hearings that happened in the House of Representatives, the very first impeachment, as we try to forget but have to remember back, that was related to Ukraine and those issues, they had those hearings in the various committees to present evidence almost like leading towards an indictment. That was kind of the way you'd look at those type of hearings. Then they present it to the House floor for a vote, and that vote passed, which said you are now impeached, and then they sent that over to the Senate for the trial portion. That is what they're almost trying to get ahead of and hold these hearings, shadow hearings, they say, where I guess they'd be convening them outside of the Capitol, maybe.
Getting some of the paperwork ready.
Exactly, but trying to present witnesses and things of that nature in an informal way, not an official hearing because the majority would not have called those yet, but trying to get to a point where they can move as quickly as congressionally possible to send an impeachment to the Senate if they were to take the House back in November.
And here's the truth. We know what they impeached President Trump on last time, specifically that first one. They have plenty of fodder if that qualifies. If that qualifies for impeachment, which of course was that phone call with Ukraine back years ago at this point, then I'm sure they can find a litany of options, plenty of things that they could, quote unquote, say are impeachable. We have currently the war in Iran, certainly something they're going to throw out there. There are plenty of things that if you have the votes, it doesn't even really matter if you have if your beliefs really match up to what it is. You have the votes, you're going to come up with a reason. That is the desperate side of politics today. I want to hear from you about this. Are you ready to go through another impeachment trial? Look, we know last time it was unsuccessful. You know, our team was involved in it. However, unsuccessful meaning unsuccessful for the Democrats to fully remove President Trump from office. But this time, we could have a very different lay of the land. And as we know, though sometimes the end result is clear before it even begins, it does put a lot of pain on the American people, puts a lot of pain on the federal government. They have to go through a lot of red tape. They have to go through all of the proceedings. Things slow down. It is not a fun process to be a part of, I can assure you. Phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk about this or any of the topics we've hit this week, feel free to call in or anything on your mind. It's Friday. We'll get a little looser on the phone lines. Be nice, though. Be nice to the phone screeners. 1-800-684-3110. Look, we are really close and closing in on the end of our Double the Difference drive. Be a part of the ACLJ team today. Go to aclj.org. It's actually the last day of the more casual Double the Difference drive. Well, next week, special week. We'll be right back.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to SecKillo. A lot of you are just joining us right now. So what we're talking about is the report that came in through Axios that the House Democrats are already planning their first move. And of course, what do you think their first move is going to be if they are to come into power? That is to impeach President Trump. When? Day one. That's right. We know that a bunch of House Democrats are pushing their colleagues to at least start beginning the process of building the case, the impeachment case against President Trump. Look, it does feel like somewhat ancient history when we went through this twice, once while President Trump was in office, once while he wasn't. And they are making it very clear that it is going to be. Now, I'm very curious. Do you think it will be a campaign promise? Do you think it'll be something that they start rolling out here a little bit more open and, you know, saying this is what we're going to do because they know it could rally their base?
I think for a group of them, yes, it will. And I think if they are doing some of this work, like having shadow hearings and things of that nature, they will be doing that not just for the benefit, I guess, of them having done work early, but also to use for campaign material and to push and show the people, like, look what we're doing. We're already fighting hard, trying to rally the base to lead towards a theoretical impeachment if they take the House.
I was going to say, there's a call coming in about it. Maybe it'll help spur some more calls. Let's go to Warren on line one. Warren, go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, guys. You know, we knew day one, they talked about impeachment anyways, but it goes to show that the Democrats and the left are doing nothing and have done nothing to better America or their constituents or anything except for oppose Trump and the Republicans at everything that's done.
You know, Warren, one thing I think that's so fascinating, and once I agree with what you're saying there about if this is all they have to run on, but in reality, they are pushing this. And I think there's also on the conservative side a resignation to the fact that, yeah, they're going to take the House. Now, that is normal. It is normal for 2 years in, the first midterm after an election,
the
opposing party takes control of the House of Representatives. There's that kind of pushback after the first 2 years of an administration. But what's interesting here is that how resigned it feels like many conservatives are. That they're just like, I'm going to focus on my race, the swing districts, whatever. It's going to flip. The Senate will probably hold for the Republicans. That's not a guarantee. It does feel like there is a lot of deflation when it comes to the mood in Congress. Now, part of that has been the intra-party fighting that you've seen between the Senate and the House on the conservative side, of them not even being able to get on the same page to get legislation passed or funding bills passed. I think that has kind of taken down some of their motivation, some of their pep, if for lack of a better term, when it comes to doing the job. So this resignation to the fact that they're going to lose the House makes it almost a guarantee that we're going to have to deal with this, which is ridiculous because we've seen how ridiculous it is. Now, we know that impeachment is a political process, right? They can, in theory, impeach for anything if they get the votes, and then it gets sent and you have to convince the Senate that it is enough of a high crime and misdemeanor to convict and remove you from office. It takes more than just a simple majority in the Senate, which is a good thing. So will President Trump be removed from office from this impeachment? No. Yeah, it's going to be a waste of time and money and everything.
The conclusion is already there, that they don't have the votes for this to go beyond impeachment.
Right. Well, I mean, here's the deal.
In theory, something could change.
The Democrats would have to have a supermajority in the Senate or convince
more than Republicans.
10 Republicans to remove the president from office.
Yeah. With just
something
2 years.
Something that has never happened. It's just 2 years. And like you said, why have they been calling it an illegal war since even before bombs started falling in Iran? They were talking about military.
You can
disobey illegal orders. So it's either going to be on, even though I feel like the news has moved on from the ICE story, I think that was their first plan, was to say he's illegally using the military on American soil, therefore we will impeach him. I think they've moved on from that because the media has. What they'll probably do is say, the war in Iran's an illegal war. We believe that. And so therefore, we are going to impeach him on the fact that he went beyond the scope of his power. It's an abuse of power. Those will probably be the charges in the articles of impeachment.
You're giving them a lot of ideas here, Will.
It's not that hard. I'm not giving them any ideas. I'm using their words.
If you think Will shouldn't be giving them ideas, let us know in the chat. Yes or no? Do you think Will should be leading this impeachment process? Because it's like you're making a compelling case.
No, I think it's absurd. I'm saying that is the thing that they will do because we know what their rhetoric is, and therefore they're going to just use their rhetoric to push an impeachment. There used to be the standards of why was impeachment so rarely used? Only two other times in American history before President Trump. Now a total of four times he's been impeached. Twice. Two of them. He's about to be the majority shareholder of impeachments as soon as November rolls around and we get into January when they will take over in the House of Representatives if they go according to what they're expecting.
Now, we do know that polling and those kind of things is a very different world in here in the 2020s, if you will. However, as Will said, it almost feels like a foregone conclusion. As much as I don't want to be that kind of person, and I don't think you should. You got to get out and vote. You got to do what you got to do. But it feels like they are already resigning to the fact that this is going to be a flip.
Well, and I think that's also part of the concern I have, too, is where we've talked about some of this conservative nihilism that's risen where people are saying there's nothing will ever change. No one will ever be held accountable, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I look at it as this is an opportunity to do something. If you think it's a waste of the American taxpayers' money and time, and instead of them working together to find, okay, now you have control of the House of Representatives, how about you go forward and try to find across the aisle legislation you can pass with a Republican Senate and get the Republican president to sign? Instead, you're just going to try to get him out of office, and then J.D. Vance becomes president? I mean, it's absurd. All of what they're doing just to run out the clock.
Nicola in the comments is saying that they're all watching right now, watching you going, write that down, write that down.
I can guarantee you they're not watching me.
I don't know. Well, some people, we have big influence here.
Okay.
You know what? Don't, just like you say, don't be a nihilist. Don't be a conservative nihilist. Don't be a broadcast nihilist.
But that should get people motivated to go vote.
Yeah.
Go support a candidate
and to listen to
that you care about. Yeah. Right.
All right, let's take another call. Henry. Colin in Texas. Go ahead, Henry.
Hey, yeah, how are you doing? My name's Henry. I'm from Maytown, Texas.
All right, rock and roll. Go ahead, Henry.
Yes, sir. I think that, you know, they wasted a whole lot of taxpayers' money the last time they tried to impeach President Trump. If they're unsuccessful, I think that they should be held responsible instead of the taxpayers.
Yeah, Henry, what they love is just throwing that impeached label on President Trump. Are they unsuccessful? They would probably say they were successful in impeaching the president, but we know in the back of your head, when you think of what an impeachment should lead to, if it was a just impeachment, it would lead to the removal from office, or even as Richard Nixon did, resigning from office before they even got to that moment. But that's not what this is. This is a political talking point, and they love a good brand to throw something on. They love a label to throw on. They all start using the same words. Why? Because it's really easy to say, now the thrice impeached President Trump.
One thing that Henry, I think, brings up the point of saying that, you know, they need to pay it back. Well, here's the problem. Where do they get their money from? When it comes to their salary, it's from us. So, yep, they're still the taxpayer paying it back. But then I don't think they'd be willing to part with, you know, some of the Democrats that are very prolific traders in the stock market when it comes to certain activities, the famous Nancy Pelosi tracker, things of that nature. I don't think they'd be willing to part with that either, but I like where your head's at, Henry.
Yeah, thanks, Henry, for calling. If you want to call in, we got a few lines open at 1-800-684-3110. It's just me and Will today, so you know what? Let's mix it up. If you got any other comments related to this specifically or other topics, whether it's the war in Iran, we could talk about anything that's been going on in our world over the last few weeks. I'd love to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. We are in the final 6 days of our Double the Difference drive. And look, this is actually the last time you will hear me talk specifically about Double the Difference. Next week, we're going to present some special presentations for you for kind of help wrap this up. So ACLJ.org/double. Your donations are doubled right now. It's because other ACLJ members or champions are ready to unlock a pledge donation. Have your tax-deductible donation doubled today in our Double the Difference drive. Will, can you believe that's the script they gave me here? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different D words in one sentence. That is an impressive feat.
I think they're just messing with you.
I think so, too. You know what? How to get back at them? You donate right now. And you give, and you have your donations doubled during the Double the Difference drive. Okay? At ACLJ.org, you could do it today. We also are going to take phone calls, as I said, 1-800-684-3110. I do want to hear from you. Phone lines are pretty much open, 1-800-684-3110. Help us wrap up this Friday strong. Have a little fun while we're at it. Again, go to ACLJ.org. Back in just a minute.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at ACLJ.org/freedom.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, or your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
today.
Welcome back to Seculo. There's a lot of you watching today. I'd love for you to call in. And we had a bunch of calls lined up, and I don't know what happened here. Maybe we had a glitch here in the phone system, but they're all back open again. So 1-800-684-3110. Let me know in the chat also where you're watching from. You know, on sort of these more casual Fridays, I like to read the chat, hear some, see some comments, and also kind of take a big picture on where everyone is tuning in from. We've had a lot of conversations about the Virginia redistricting, of course, the judge that blocked that. So we knew we had a lot of Virginia calls this week. We are all over the country on terrestrial radio and, of course, Sirius satellite radio, are on Salem News Channel, but we're also available worldwide thanks to the expansion and be able to offer these shows even live on things like YouTube and on Rumble and other outlets that carry us live, Facebook. It's really an amazing thing. The fact that we can broadcast the way we do right now is something that would have been unfathomable back when we started this show in the late 90s, but here we are. Phone lines again are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Will, you want to pivot a little bit here?
Yeah, I did want to bring this up because I think it's interesting, and I think that I'd like to hear from the audience on this one as well. But one, we had a video in the break that talked about the fact that Israel and Lebanon are extending their ceasefire by 3 weeks. Remember that 10-day ceasefire was announced a few days back, and it really kind of led to Iran stopping their bombing of the Gulf nations, which had nothing to do with what was going on between Israel and Lebanon. But it really brought them more into the ceasefire, the Iranians. But it's also led to real talks between Israel and Lebanon for the first time in over 30 years. And so you're seeing progress between the government of Lebanon and Israel. And that could lead to something where one of Iran's, probably Iran's strongest proxy still, Hezbollah, may be having the government of Lebanon finally doing something about their presence there. But on top of that, there's this other issue. This is the defense minister of Israel.
The other issue being war.
Right, right. Yeah. The other side of the war. That the defense minister of Israel said that Israel is awaiting a green light from the United States, first and foremost, to complete the elimination of the Khomeini dynasty, the initiator of the extermination plan against Israel, and the successors of the leadership of the Iranian terror regime. And, in addition, to return Iran to the age of darkness and stone by blowing up central energy and electricity facilities and crushing national economic infrastructure.
I think President Trump wrote that.
That's actually Defense Minister Katz.
Yeah, Defense Minister Israel Katz, which sounds like a name President Trump uses posing as the defense minister.
Right.
It's his burner account.
He calls into
He's
a show.
Like, what should we call him?
Defense Minister
Israel Katz.
Exactly. There you go. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
But I want to know from the audience, if the United States were to say, you know what, we're done here. We have eliminated the leadership. We have taken out most of their military capabilities. We feel like we have done what we came to do. They do not have an opportunity at this point to build a nuclear weapon or to restart that nuclear program for decades. We're going to bring our troops home. Would you be in favor of the United States coming home and Israel doing whatever they want to do after that? Getting the green light, as the defense minister says, to go ahead and finish what you and I were talking about earlier in the week, that we do want to see real regime change there. We want to see the
I wasn't sure. Khomeini we talk about a lot of things.
Well, no,
so I was trying to see where you're going.
Where we're talking about with the deals being up in the air and the extended
ceasefire.
It's
what we always hoped for.
Exactly. Would you, as the audience, be okay with if it wasn't the United States that took out the Iranian remnant leadership in the IRGC and help set the people of Iran free?
Yeah, I would hope so. Because, look, I would hope so. I hope Israel can just go in and finish the job here. If the United States decides to make a deal, I think there's other ways around this. And, look, I believe there should be a freedom for the people in Iran. If you've spoken to really any of your friends and maybe you've seen any of your neighbors who are of Persian or Iranian background, most of them are praying daily for a free Iran, a new government, not a new group of people in the same style of government, not just a new administration, but a truly new regime. It doesn't seem to be the plan. As someone called in said, I don't know if it was ever the plan. they are right that, you know, maybe not ever stated out specifically that this would be President Trump's plan, but we talked about standing behind the Iranian people. I think that means standing for the Iranian people and the people who are in the streets who got murdered for simply speaking out against their government. There are still like two lines open at 1-800-684-3110. I'm looking at the chat. A lot of you coming in from California today. I don't know why California is such a big hotbed today. I think they're frustrated. They want to talk some in Mexico as well. So we got people from around the world watching. It's always good to hear from California. Always good to hear from Mexico. And let's take things on the phones. Let's go the other side of the country, the free state of Florida. Let's go to Kara, who's calling in. Line two, go ahead.
Hi, my question is, you guys are doing a great job of giving us all this information, but what can we really do as American people to kind of combat some of this wasteful spending? Like, we're seeing the stuff with Ilhan Omar and Minnesota, but and I think that's where we're becoming complacent, because what can we do? What are some, I'm curious as to some ideas that you guys have.
How quickly we forget, Kara. It becomes not top story, and all of a sudden Minnesota feels like that happened 5 years ago. Feels like we're not even talking about all of that and sort of the waste, fraud, and abuse. This is something that obviously was one of President Trump's big initiatives early on. He had Elon Musk involved, he had Doge, and it really took a lot of heat and kind of ended up, sadly, falling a little short. As Elon would say, essentially there's so much corruption going on. He didn't say it, it's not a quote, but kind of inferred it. So much going on, so much red tape in the not just this administration, but just in Washington, D.C. in general, that getting things done and actually cutting spending, very, very difficult. And I find that to be frustrating for a lot of you, that there are billions, if not trillions of dollars being wasted every year.
Well, I think to one point, though, is that you look and you see things like the director of the FBI put this out last night, that in the last 24 hours, the FBI has taken down a scam center with 503 fraud websites dismantled, had over $700 million in stolen crypto. Other things that are fraudulent activities. But you also look at what the vice president's task force found in California, and how quickly also that pushed California to indict that 21-member fraud ring for hospice fraud that was taking hundreds of millions of dollars. And it is because of shining a light. It is because of continuing to talk about those things. It is because you let your member of Congress know, this matters to me still. So yes, I don't think, one, when you have a government and a bureaucracy as large as the United States has, you're never going to completely eliminate it. But that should be the goal. And continuing to bring it up and letting those people know, this is something that actually matters to me. I don't want just a campaign slogan of eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse and then nothing done about it. I really want to see this happen. That's when you start to see change. And I think this administration is doing something very good when it comes to this fraud initiative, because it's even making California react. They had to indict as well. So I think you shouldn't lose hope on that.
Yeah, we're going to keep taking some calls even related to that. There's a lot of people talking about the elections coming up, the midterms as well. You know, are we being too pessimistic? What does that look like? And, of course, a lot of other coverage. But I want to hear from you at 1-800-684-3110. This is the end of the first half hour. You've heard me say it before. Second half hour is coming up. ACLJ.org, YouTube, Rumble, however you get your podcast. We are there and live from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern time, archived whenever on. So find us at ACLJ.org. We're back in less than a minute. There's a lot happening in America right now. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might feel like you have no say over it, but you make a difference. And right now, you can make double the difference. Our legal teams are fighting across the country, defending your rights to speak, pray, and even how to educate your kids.
Join the fight. Go to ACLJ.org/double to have your gift doubled today.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Phone lines are jamming up. Finally, thanks for calling, Will. You got people motivated.
That's right.
Here on a Friday. It's hard to get people motivated on a Friday.
Right.
Looking at a bunch of sleeping people in the control room.
There's literally four people asleep
right now. Eyes are closed.
I see it.
I think if the mics were on, I'd hear snores.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing we don't have the mics on in there.
It would be nice, though. It'd be like, you know, your dog snores, kind of put you to sleep.
You can like just kind of make a video ambient noises. Of that here and just let it go.
People like that. They watch that on YouTube.
Right.
They just like sounds. My kids play these videos. Like, you ever seen this? And I'm like, it's just the noise of slime.
Yeah. Why is it a video? Why isn't it just the audio?
Hot topics today, guys.
Yep.
This is really what we're talking about here. Of course, we are talking about a war and, you know, other things.
But impeachments.
Like impeachments of war. That is one of the big topics today. Axios put out a report. Again, it should be no shock to any of us, but I like the pregame version of this, that they're like watching game film. I like to think of them all like together, you know, just like prepping in the locker room. They're like, all right, guys, and we take over. If we take over. And it's a lot of hopes. It's like my beloved Orlando Magic right before game one of the series. You're like, they're going to do it. This is going to be our year.
It's our year.
It's our year. And then, you know, you get a few months in and they're like, well, you know, maybe we'll make the playoffs.
And then by the end of it, like, well, next year.
Well, next year, we're going to have some new players. You know, it'll be good. But that being said, we know that some of these top Democrats, and look, they're going to run on this because you get the midterms coming up very, very soon. You know, we're talking about months, not years, and we're talking really about weeks until some of these primaries start happening, and then you will have your midterm elections. They need something to run on. And what are they going to run on? Impeaching President Trump on the first day of being in office. And we know those plans are happening, and they're not even necessarily even, you know, back room. They're more like off-site, you know, at the local Applebee's, planning out how they are going to impeach President Trump round three.
Do they have to report if they get like free appetizers,
mm-hmm.
if they use like a coupon on like the congressional expenses or something? I don't know. I'm always wondering
that.
Yeah,
I mean, they can't go to Chili's because they're like El Presidente, no go here. You know? We have to go to Applebee's because it's safer for them. So
and better tchotchkes on the wall, right?
Like that's Fridays.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Applebee's have like skis and stuff sometimes.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Smokey is what I remember. That was back in the
when you were
in the
90s.
Right? Yeah. Hey, if Applebee's you want a spot, we're fine. We're down. Okay. I have some requests to bring back on the menu. That being said, we do have a bunch of calls coming in. I'm not going to take them in this segment because honestly, how do you even go from here? The next segment, we're going to take a ton of calls. So stay tuned. We got one line open at 1-800-684-3110. We do actually try to have a little bit of fun here on Friday. We know you're listening. You're starting to wrap up your week. And you want to know what's going around the world. Let's just be honest. Today has been a pretty quiet news day, but sometimes that's nice. But what's really happening behind the scenes, we know Washington, D.C. is never quiet. And we know there are always these kind of big plans happening. This is, again, not a shocker that it's happening. We're not sitting there surprised that likely we're going to be putting ourselves through another marathon impeachment trial that you'll probably be watching on your cable news stations day after day with a foregone conclusion that President Trump will not be removed from office just 2 years before he is up and up without reelection because we know, obviously, this is his second term in office. But it's a really, really good distraction. It's a really, really good thing to run on if you are a Democrat trying to motivate that far left anti-Trump base that maybe you started to lose. Maybe they've turned on you. Well, you can give them something to bring them back into the fold. And that looks like impeachment could be that thing.
Well, and to be fair, what really do the Democrats want? Like, what could they accomplish with having the House that they would be able to, you know, build a bridge with Republicans in the Senate on? Well, I mean, all of their pet programs and spending is not going to fly in this current day and age. So I think the only thing they can run on is just saying we're going to just shut everything down. They are kind of the shutdown party.
And a visual for pet programs, way different than what you were talking about. Mine, I was
cats.
Like, I like it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they could turn me. I do like animals. Here we are, folks. Okay, let's just be honest. 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to ask you to support the work of the ACLJ, but you may be listening to this segment going, guys, I'm not so sure. But if you still feel inclined, ACLJ.org. Double the difference today. Have your donation doubled. Again, doubled today in our Double the Difference drive right now on ACLJ.org.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, or your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org/double today.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Secula. Look, this segment, I want to hear from you. We got so many calls coming in, and I'm just going to go straight to the phones. And actually, it's the call that's been on hold the least, but they're ACLJ champions. And ACLJ champions, people that give on a monthly basis, again, it's not an official perk. You don't see it on the website. I can't even tell you that Will or Jordan, whoever may be sitting in these chairs when I'm out, will honor this pledge.
A lot of times I reference, oops, I should have taken the champion first.
Yeah, that's the name of your podcast.
Oops, I should have taken the champion first.
Yeah.
Or just, oops, too long
should,
of a title.
Oops, I should have. With Will
and Hayne. Each episode something different.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. This is an important topic, though. Of course, we are talking about the potential for a third impeachment. We know the kind of pain it puts everyone through. It's sort of like a government shutdown that's used politically, but it's also really shuts down whatever is happening. So all good, or in your opinion, if it's all bad, a lot of it gets just, there's a halt in Washington, D.C. Let's go to Frank in Connecticut, an ACLJ champion, someone that gives on a monthly basis, which I appreciate. Frank, go ahead.
Hello, guys. God bless you. Yeah, this midterm election, it's more important than the presidential election at this point. The narrative should be, let's get our base out and vote. I know in the midterms, no one wants to get out.
Yeah.
But I don't care how much it costs. You need to start spending some money and get this message out there. Because this is, everything relies on this election. We will lose everything. We'll have tax hikes, everything.
Well, Frank, it's as much as that as nothing will get done. You know, if this happens, if this goes through, sure, you'll have changes you certainly don't agree with, but what you'll have is a completely stagnant Trump administration who cannot get a lot of things pushed through because all of a sudden you do not have one of the vital votes. And I don't understand how the midterm elections, specifically in states where it really does come down to sometimes what feels like dozens of votes because of how few people vote, doesn't get more attention. And I think it's a fundamental, you know, misunderstanding of how the government works.
Well, and I think to Frank's point, I think why you feel like people are just resigned to it is that the kind of what Logan said is that there's like, okay, well, everything will just stop. It'll just be 2 years of lame duck that not much is going to get done. We'll get some spending bills here and there that just keep everything at status quo. There'll probably be a couple more shutdowns thrown in because the Democrats have decided they love a good shutdown, and then they'll try to blame it on the Republicans, and it'll kind of work because people will listen to them. But to that point as well, there are still things that can happen. The administration can still do a lot of things as the executive branch, But it really will put a pause on really anything big happening. In some ways, maybe that's nice. Maybe, especially with the current state of the Republicans in the House and the Senate, where they're not fully getting along, maybe it will be nice to just hit the pause button. I wouldn't prefer it. I don't want the House to be turned into the impeachment machine and wasting money that way. They're going to find ways to waste your money, the Democrats in Congress, and maybe they're just going to do it on impeachment after impeachment. I also want to say this before we go to another call. This is to longtime viewer on Rumble, Ryder.
Take your time.
That said, and it was back to when we were talking about, I was saying, yeah, things can move. We are starting to see people get indicted for fraud. We are starting to see dismantling of some of these fraud networks. And Ryder said, yeah, well, nothing is going to happen. And I believe at the timing that that's what we were talking about. But I would push back on that. One, even the stuff that happened with Doge in the beginning, while not fully what we hoped, the fact that USAID was completely dismantled, which if they're still trying to tell you that it is going to just be hurting the world, you haven't looked into what USAID was going to do. They were just a network of people taking government money with little oversight. So the waste, fraud, and abuse, that was probably the biggest center of it, where the oversight was so relaxed. No conservative causes or NGOs would ever get a grant. It was only the most liberal causes. They were just printing money for them. And in the end of the day, it wasn't really helping the world as it was promoted, nor is that what it should be the job necessarily of the federal government, to have an ongoing entirety of this program. Now, we know that USAID...
See, I don't mind as much of that, as long as... if it was actually being done for those reasons.
Well, in the reality, though, it was a shell operation of the CIA that was created a long time ago under JFK to do soft power moves. They would go in, they flood it with money. That's how it began, was to use it as an intelligence wing to flood soft money into these areas using NGOs. And it just became an out-of-control spending spree for those in Congress that like to spend American taxpayer dollars.
And now you know. There you go. That was very informative. I appreciate it. Well, the movement can happen. Things right. do get done. Okay? You can actually have progress in America. It's very easy to forget when that happens. Sometimes it does happen, and then all we hear are the complaints of nothing ever happens. And we go, hey, guys, you know when you always say nothing ever happens? Look, this is happening. Then 2 weeks later, you're going to go, nothing ever happens. It feels that way sometimes, but remember, your memory can be very short. The American news cycle is very short. The media cycle is very short. Your memories can be very short. So we're going to keep this conversation going. A lot of calls on Iran also right now. So we'll kind of bounce between Iran, Israel, of course, this impeachment stuff. So let's see what else we can hit. Let's go to Brian. We'll take it over to the conflict in Iran. Brian in Virginia, go ahead.
But my comment is that we're going to lose so much credibility on the world stage if we don't finish the job. We definitely need to secure the Strait of Hormuz. And we can't ever attack, I don't think, their bridges or power plants and all that different stuff, and allow Israel to do that, because that'll cause so much harm to the people of Iran, cause such a humanitarian crisis, and actually turn the people against us.
Yeah.
I mean, so we don't want that.
Yeah. Brian, I think you make some very valid points. Again, it's figuring out what that finish the job means to not only you, but to the current administration. It seems like there may be some conflict of what that means between Israel and what that means with America. This is also politics. So sometimes you have one side say something so the other side can say something and the job can get done. You know, this could be very much Israel saying, you know what, when we're ready to finish this job, we're going to do it. Let's save America's face a little bit. And, you know, I don't be surprised if those are the kind of conversations that are happening behind the scenes.
That's right. And once again, it also goes to show that that it is actually America running the show when it comes to the foreign policy of the United States and the war in Iran, because it is Israel admitting, say, we're waiting. We would like to continue this bombing. Israel doesn't want really this deal talk to continue. They want to continue attacking Iran and make sure the leadership, because they're existential threat is a little bit different.
A little bit closer to home.
Right. And we know that they have the ballistic missiles capable of hitting Israel. Right. Yeah. And so I think that is where the difference is as well.
All right. Let's go to Jerry, kind of take on the other side of this. Jerry, Rhode Island, go ahead.
To answer your question, should we go, if we have negated the nuclear threat and the military advisors are telling POTUS we've accomplished it all, then I think we should, and let the people who won't cooperate with the blockade over in that part of the world, let them pick up the stick and run with it.
See, I'm kind of with Jerry on this, that I would not
you
have...
You would be with Jerry.
I would not... Well, he's a longtime caller. I like
kidding,
Jerry.
I just
but,
thought.
I mean, to that point, I want to see a real regime change in Iran. But, as we were saying the other day as well, if we're not going to fully invest in that,
then why are we here?
Then, if we can be certain that we have at least for 20 years completely destroyed their capacity to have centrifuges, if we have wiped out not just the facilities but even the scientists and that just the rebuilding process of making and getting centrifuges and all of these things is so far out from where they are, then I think you can say, yeah, we said we were going to eliminate the nuclear threat. We did. We're done. Israel, if you want to continue and you want to see and push for regime change, go ahead.
All right.
I don't have as much of a problem with that.
We only have a minute and a half left in this segment, but if you're on hold, stay on hold. We're going to get to you. We do have two lines open at 1-800-684-3110. Because we're going to take so many calls, I doubt I'll have a long time to do a big pitch here. So I'm going to tell you, if you're thinking about supporting the work of the ACLJ, we are wrapping up. And wrapping up, by the way, for months, where there will not be an opportunity to have your gift doubled. Of course, you can give at any time. But right now, it's a very important time for the organization. There's only a few months a year where we're able to unlock these pledge donations. Of course, it kind of piles in. We're able to say, okay, here's our budget. Here's what we can do. And I have to say right now, the ACLJ members and champions have shown up, but they will only show up officially if you give. And we have 6 days left in our Double the Difference drive. And really, as I said, today on air is going to be the last day you hear me talk specifically about the Double the Difference drive. Next week, we have a big special presentation. Week's all new shows, by the way. We're not going anywhere. We'll be live, but we do want to focus our efforts a little more direct next week. So right now, if you want to support the work of the ACLJ, the legal side, the policy side, the media side, it's how this show exists all around the world for absolutely no cost to you. It's not major sponsors, not major donors. It's people that give between $25 and $75. So that's you, and you think about giving, great time to do it. If you want to become a monthly ACLJ champion, do that as well. You can opt in and have your first gift doubled. We'll be back with your calls coming right up.
We've witnessed monumental legal victories from defending the 14th Amendment and protecting our sacred American right to vote, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and standing up for the religious liberty of our kids and seniors. But even with the many historic wins we've achieved, the battle is far from over. The attacks on our constitutionally protected rights persist. Countless unborn babies remain in jeopardy, and across the globe, innocent Christians are being targeted and killed across this country and around the world. This fight isn't just the ACLJ's, it's all of ours. It belongs to every American who wants to preserve the values and beliefs on which this nation was founded. None of the victories we've won would have been possible without the unwavering support of ACLJ members and ACLJ champions. It's been an honor to fight for you all these years. Join us in fighting for freedom. Have your donation doubled at aclj.org/freedom.
Let's be honest. There's a lot happening in America right now. It can be overwhelming. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're constantly being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might worry about the country you'll leave behind for your kids, or your grandkids. You might feel you have no say over it, but your voice has power. You make a difference. Right now, when you support the work of the ACLJ, you'll make double the difference.
Our legal teams are fighting in courtrooms across the country, defending your rights to speak, to pray, even how to educate your kids. Right now, when you go to aclj.org/difference, your tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, to defend your most essential liberties.
You're not just supporting the critical work of the ACLJ, you're doubling your impact to defend the rights given to us by the U.S. Constitution. Double the difference. Go to aclj.org
/double today.
Will was just looking at X. He just told me that Shaggy from Scooby-Doo is trending on X. So,
it's true.
Just so you know.
It's a very busy news day, folks.
Top stories very of the busy. Day. They revealed the cast for the new live-action Scooby-Doo. So, you know what? I'm excited for it. With that, let's move on. So many calls are coming in today. Look, I'm going to do my best to get to all of you. If you've been on hold over 20 minutes, I guarantee it. If you've been on hold over 15 minutes, I'll try. If you've been on hold less than 10, no guarantees, but I'm going to do my best, so just stay on hold. Let's go quick to the calls. Let's go first to Chuck, calling on line 5. Chuck, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, guys. It's good to be back on with you guys. I just want to say, I think the topics that we're trying to discuss here regarding what's happening in our country, I think when I look at the Iranian war, my only problem is, we went in and we really didn't have a plan going in. So when you don't have a solid plan going in, it's going to be difficult to have a plan getting out. Then when my old saying is, if you break it, you got to fix it. It's going to cost us billions to fight, and then we're going to spend billions to try to rebuild the infrastructure. And I just think this presidency has failed because we, all of our wisdom and people of war, we're just dismantling and throwing everybody out and just... I think Pete and some of these guys that's making these decisions, they have no reference point. And they're just blasting, blasting, blasting. And it seems like it's just the whole purpose is to cover up something that if you just say, hey, man, come clean and fix what we got going on here in the United States, it won't get as bad as what we're doing. It's like we're trying to fight everybody's war, but take care of our own here. So.
Yeah, Chuck, I'm not invalidating your opinion. I think that you speak for a lot of the American people who feel this way, who never wanted us to get involved, and I understand that. Do I think we had a solid plan going in? I think there was more of a solid plan going in than maybe what happened, sort of the shift that happened. I mean, look how quickly we're able to take out the top leadership. Day one, they were able to take out really everyone of influence in Iran. Now, the weeks that followed, I will agree with you. It seems like it got a little murkier as time has moved on. The plans changed. The end goal changed. You know, you had those sort of moments where it felt like we were headed towards a mission accomplished moment in from Iraq, now happening with Iran. There was those remnants of that, the reminders of that. Now, do I think there's still time to fix that? I do. I also understand the spending issues and saying, look how much money we're spending. But look, we also know, as Will brought up, look how much money we're spending on a lot of things that seem to be not of interest to people, but it involves Israel. If it involves Iran, you know, those are the involves us getting involved in the Middle East. All of a sudden, it feels like those billions are somehow worse than these other billions being wasted, if you would.
And here's why I appreciate your call, Chuck, one, you disagree with us and you're able to say that without being nasty, attacking our call screener, attacking us or saying something extremely anti-Semitic, which we sometimes have to deal with. But in reality, you also speak, I feel like, for a lot of people. I think like that has been the biggest criticism of this. Now, I personally, my opinion on the operation in Iran is that I was glad that we finally did this as the United States of America, because we have been fighting against this regime since the 70s for 47 years. They've been killing Americans. They have a stated goal to kill Americans. And at the end of the day, we know that their goal is theocratic, that their theology is to kill Americans and Western ideology so that they can take over the world. That's the theology of the leadership. So I think it is a threat. And I do think, actually, that Pete Hegseth and the military leaders, they actually fought this operation a lot differently than previous militaries under previous Republicans have done. And I feel like it did move quicker. I think that we aren't used to seeing it play out at that speed and that transparent. And that's why that we are starting to see people say, oh, they don't have a plan and they don't have this. I disagree, but I also appreciate you calling and voicing it. But Logan and I have said, some of the PR issue now is that it validates a lot of what Chuck says of, hey, well, we're doing a ceasefire. Then we're not going to have a ceasefire anymore. It's a deadline. Oh, but now we're going to do it indefinitely. But no, it's only 3 to 5 days. That's a PR crisis the constituents.
Showing us movie-looking footage of them taking ships. It doesn't feel as dismantled as maybe they want you to believe, but Chuck, I totally understand.
And I do want to say one more thing that relates to that, but then we'll get to the callers. I'm so sorry, but this is when it goes back to also the fraud issue. Is that he's pointing out that this cost a lot of money. Yes, I think this is something, though, that for the American people, for the future, for our kids, it's a good thing. But whenever Republicans do try to address things at home, like all the fraud in the Medicare system, the Democrats use that as, look, they're trying to dismantle. If you stop paying fraudsters and therefore that money is not spent, they will use that as a campaign ad that they cut funding to Medicare and Medicaid. That is the reality, that they will use even paying fraudsters. If you eliminate that, they'll use it in campaign ads. I guarantee you that they dropped funding.
All right. I want to take Roberta in Colorado. Line 3, but hold for half hour. Thanks, Roberta.
Hi. I wanted to just say, I do believe that we should have always been standing next to and supporting Israel and let the world know that we always will. And is the Iron Dome still working?
Yeah, Roberta, number one, I agree with you on that. Sadly, that was a pretty much standard operation, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, until the last decade. I would say until the last 5 years, until the last 3 years, really, that there was sort of an unbreaking alliance between Israel and America. Now, that did started to shift primarily under Obama. Remember, Obama was calling for the 1947 borders and for all of that during his time. So, yes, that started to shift a lot of it. Of course, you had the Clintons very strongly in support of Israel. You obviously had George W. Bush very strongly in support of Israel. Then Barack Obama started to soften it. President Trump came back stronger than ever. Joe Biden took a very opposite, after being a big Israel supporter for decades, decided to start wavering with sort of the will of the far left on his party. And then you have now President Trump reasserting this. But I do think we got to be very careful with it. That being said, in terms of the Iron Dome, currently, as Will said, right now, prayerfully, thankfully, not a lot of action needed right now. So hopefully, though there were some issues with the Iron Dome, just due to the amount that was coming in, hopefully they've had time, if you want to say, to reload.
Right. And I think that is partially why the ceasefire is good for Israel, is that it is giving them time to reload some. They are still seeing some rocket fire from Hezbollah, even though that they have entered into this ceasefire with Lebanon.
There's still things happening.
But the Iron Dome seems to be able to handle that at this point. So I think that as of right now, yes, the Iron Dome is holding.
It's sad that it needs to exist, but it is what it is. I'm going to take really quickly. It's going to Marion. Marion, got like 20 seconds on the air. I'm sorry, but you're only going to hold 10 minutes. Okay. Marion, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I wanted to say that I'm in favor of continuing the war. And the reason that I am is every time that something happens, like they go and blow up ships and they're sending all these mines down in the ocean and all that, we need to find out who these people are. And Trump said if they start doing that, we're just going to blow them out of the water just like we did in Venezuela. So I'm in favor of keeping it to expose who the bad people really are. And eventually we might get somebody that will help
Mary,
the people.
Only cutting you off for time here. How quickly we forgot about Venezuela. How quickly we forget about a lot of these things. Thanks for reminding us. With that, we made it here, everybody. It's the end of the show Friday. Can you believe it? Looking at everyone. They're finally starting to wake up in there. This is what happens. I know it's almost lunchtime. Or dinner time, depending on when you're listening to this. Or maybe you're looking for a nice light snack. With that, I want you to support the work of the ACLJ. It's been a good Double the Difference drive. Help it be better. Scan the QR code, go to aclj.org. Talk to you Monday. There's a lot happening in America right now. Our values, our faith, our freedoms, they're being challenged in courtrooms and on Capitol Hill.
You might feel like you have no say over it, but you make a difference. And right now, you can make double the difference. Our legal teams are fighting across the country, defending your rights to speak, pray, and even how to educate your kids.
Join the fight. Go to aclj.org/double to have your gift doubled today.